Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. While news of Twitter blocking Donald Trump has already made the rounds, now Apple Inc. and Amazon.com have decided to remove Parler from their services, part of a growing backlash after the social media network was among those used to organize Wednesday's riots at the Capitol. Apple dropped Parler from its App Store, while Amazon's cloud unit decided to stop hosting the social media company starting Sunday night. They joined Alphabet Inc.'s Google, which removed the app from its Google Play Store on Friday, saying that it created an ongoing and urgent public safety threat. The United States is ending restrictions governing official contacts with Taiwan, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said over the weekend, a move hailed by Taipei as ending decades of discrimination, reports AFP. Pompeo said the complex internal restrictions on contacts with Taipei by diplomats, service members, and others had been imposed in an attempt to appease the communist regime in Beijing. The declaration may be more symbolic than substantive in effect, but it nonetheless appears certain to anger China, which sees Taiwan as its own territory. Taiwan's government welcomed the move. It comes in the final weeks of the Donald Trump administration and at a time of already heightened tension between Beijing and both Washington and Taipei. It was not clear what the change means in practice, with Pompeo saying executive branch communications with Taiwan will be handled by the American Institute in Taiwan. Cuba will test its most advanced COVID vaccine candidate in Iran. The research center that developed it announced on Saturday, reports the AFP. State-run Finlay Vaccine Institute, or IFV, and the Pasteur Institute of Iran signed an agreement in Havana that will see a Phase 3 clinical trial in Iran to move forward faster in immunization against the COVID-19 in both countries, the IFV announced on Twitter. The news came on the heels of Iran's supreme leader on Friday banning the import of American and British-produced vaccines against COVID-19, saying they were completely untrustworthy. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said in a tweet accompanied by the hashtag CoronaVaccine, it's not unlikely they would want to contaminate other nations. The Sovereign O2 is the country's most advanced coronavirus vaccine candidate, showing an early immune response at 14 days, IFV director Vicent Vires said in December. Cities have borne the maximum brunt of the COVID-19 outbreak, but they will also be key to India's post-pandemic growth as they account for nearly 70% of the country's GDP and an average of 25 to 30 people migrate to cities from rural areas every single minute. A new study titled Indian Cities in the Post-Pandemic World has shown. The study by Geneva-based World Economic Forum said the unfolding COVID-19 pandemic has been catastrophic for cities, reports PTI. The study further said that about 25 million households in India, 35% of all urban households, cannot afford housing at market prices, and it is time to create a new urban paradigm that enables cities to be healthier, more inclusive, and more resilient. It also provides insights for translating the lessons learned from the pandemic into an urban reform agenda. NASA has approved a large contribution to Japan's Extreme Ultraviolet High Throughput Spectroscopic Telescope, or EUVST mission, reports The Guardian. Led by the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, the mission involves a solar telescope that will study the way the sun's atmosphere detaches to become the solar wind. This is a constant sleet of particles that flows through the solar system, creating space weather that sparks the polar lights on Earth and disrupts technology. Along with other solar missions, such as the European Space Agency's Solar Orbiter and NASA's Parker Solar Probe, EUVST will help provide a comprehensive investigation into space weather. EUVST will study the Sun in precise detail at ultraviolet wavelengths. Also known as Solar Sea, it is targeted for launch in the mid-2020s. Airbus has spent months testing a radical-looking plane. At 10 feet wide, it is only small, but it could be the start of something very big in the aerospace industry, reports BBC. Airbus calls the remote-controlled aircraft Maverick and is keen to emphasize that at the moment it is only exploring how the configuration works, but it says that the design has great potential. Maverick is one of the several initiatives from Airbus, and there are many by other aerospace firms, to meet an industry target to halve emissions from air travel by 2050 compared to 2005 levels. An equally radical idea is being explored at Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands. Researchers there are working on a design known as the Flying V. It is a new concept for a long-haul aircraft, which they claim would be up to 20% more efficient than a state-of-the-art modern plane such as the Airbus A350. You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.